Okay, wait a second. Hamivakeya Mirishus Harabim Behizik Mishayoki Mishayok Mishrab Mishayok Mishrab Acher Chayin Rash Marakeitim Behizik Mishayok Shalacher Shalacherim Mishayok Shaloi Mishayok Shalacher Shalacherim is Chayin. In all cases you're Chayin. What are you Chayin? Says the Rukhi Yosef. Nezek Sholei says Mugi Yosef in the Mishnah, the Kai Chayhu, the Kai Kagufay Dam, the Kaim on Ad Mulayla. It's not as I heard the Mishnah, the Mugi Yosef is telling me, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? We already know Ad Mulayla, so what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? So I think Mugi Yosef is telling us, the Chiddush is that even though it's only kaychay, it's not gufay. Still, we say the din of pes tachas patza, which says the od mul ha'ilam, not only by gufay, it's even by kaychay. But there is a dig in the Mugi Yosef, where he says chayiv nezek shalem, mashma v'ina chayiv dal dvar, because l'chari not a pesheya, l'chari was zino d'mul oilam, but shloi b'kavana. If you're not a pesheya, zino it's a chayef machnis, but if you're not a pesheya, you're not chayef dalvan. But the Rambam, where is the Rambam? Raman tells us, "Vakei eitzim shesirabim uparach eitz mehen dizbris yachid, etc. Oynichos v'shonagar, notzu bekas tachapana b'chol elu chayev abad dvarim upat mina baishes. Ram holds yar chayev dal dvarim." So that means the Rambam understands in the case of Mivakeya Eitzim is considered a Pesheya. If you're a Pesheya, then Chaim Dal Dvar. Chayr. Top. That seems to be a machlokes over here. That what you the mission is yichayev. Doesn't say what yichayev. Yes, it's mashma shtickle. That it's dafka. You know, it's bad to be considered an einus. That's to be an einus. But other mood laila. And melo could be only yichayev on nezek. Showing the Rambam holds that you consider pesheya. If you consider pesheya, that we saw. Even though shleib kavana, right? Not from the ruach. And the chazayin mar aleph, the ruach mitzui. What's the din?
Chay b'dal
dvarim. Nofal reish agad. Chay b'dal dvarim. So even though it was shleib kavana, we were shei chay b'dal dvarim. So that maybe is the machlokes of it. What?
Why
Chaim only give a share?
Same puzzle
going out,
but
why was it?
Oh,
the cash. No. Oh, Alvar. What? Where's the mission? What? Mission. Where's the mission? So if you were chopping the wood in a way that it falls in the street, so there's shchichi rabin. So therefore you're chayiv. Hamashram l'shiz yachid l'shchichi rabin. Hey maloy. I might think you should be potter. The damage to plays are shachin. There's a shchich over there. So maybe no. So chayiv the svar. What's the half minute should be potter? The chayiv should be potter. It's einus. So even though in the Shrabin Machar Yer Pesheya, in the Shrab Yer Pesheya, right? The Shrab Yer Pesheya, but and this is sort of Dagi David speaks out. Even though we say Chosu Pesheya beside Bainis, you know the Gabi that if you hit someone in the Shrabin. Avad Yer B'Shei, there's no Hadmin. If you were Mavakeid, M'Shus HaRabim, M'Hiz M'Shus HaRabim, that the mission didn't even discuss. And so Pasha De'Yichayev, right? Imamash B'Shei. So if you chop the wood in M'Shus HaRabim, and you're Hizik M'Shus Yachid, yeah? So even though you want to say M'Shus Yachid Lai Shchichi, therefore you're an Oynes, but M'Chayetz Chilosei B'Pshia, V'Saifai B'Oynes. Meaning, your action, there was an element of pshia. So even though what ended up was an oinus, and again, not mean, right? It'd be pot there. What ended up was an oinus, but saif asaif, less man the pollock that the tchlos was pshia. The original chopping of the wood of shrabim was definitely pshia. And we say tchlos pshia, saif oinus is chayiv. He started out pshia and ended up in oinus, he's chayiv. So you have to say, Dr. Dagi David, then you frizzy back to Shitin Betzes earlier on, which I didn't look it up. I didn't check it up, but that you know, see, Chazam Shem Zayin is when there's two different hezekim happen. In other words, if I was pshil gabe hitting someone here, I was an einus. Gabe totally something else happened to a total different person. Then you don't say the Chosim Shem Zayin. Then the case of Chosim Shem Zayin is would be that I was pesheyin this animal, the gabe ganovim, and then something else happened. So the Chosim Shem Zayin is then happened the same thing. But if I was Chosim Shem and this and Zayin is and something else, then he suggests you don't say. He quotes a Rishon, quotes a Shita that which I didn't get to look it up. Akpanim. So the chayr that happened was there would be an einus over here. Now, I'm wondering, Haray, you know, every time we bump into this question, you know, Aynes, we have to go work through the Ramban and Taisis. Right? Taisis holds, and Aynes Gomer is Potter. So you could say it doesn't happen, you know, that Shiyachid is like Shchichi Gavri, right? So therefore you might think that you're an Aynes, the Gabe that hasn't happened with Shiyachid. Like Shchichi Rabbi. Aim alike. Because you're not, you're having your nightness. Right? But that's good. The Fitaisis, you can say it was a Habimina that the Hezek took place with Shrab in the Shiachin, it's like Shrichi, so therefore, you're nightness. Yeah? But, and then we say no. Marshall on the Mishnah, no. That even though it's like shchicha, but still there are people walking around in the shiachas, and you're not an oinus gomer, right? But feel the Ramban. Yeah, betzem oinus gomer is also chayiv. So we had different, you know, tans of different gemaras. Why you would be potter, right? We had pshis and nizik, you know, that was a biggie, right? Pshis and nizik, which I'm actually going to get to us. Soon as well, the next Gemara in Taisus. So that's for Yizichel don't have over here. Pshus and Nizik, Yizichel don't have. The guys in Vakei Eitzim, which is Rabin, have jumps to the Shus Yachid, and it hits someone, damages someone. So you're not going to say with that he was b'sheh by walking around his backyard. What exactly? Obviously, there's no hapmina of a b'sheh over there. And to say that it's, you know, it's mazik b'rishus, you're not going to say that either, because that's like the case of a tabach uman, right? With a guy where the thing that he's damaging, he's given to, he's doing something with that thing, b'rishus. He's supposed to be fixing it, he's supposed to do something with it. You know, with case of the barrels, the Rabban said, so there, I'm hired to move the barrels, so that's, then you're not going to say that I'm chayiv, it's not a ma'is and mazik, because what I'm doing is b'rishus. But knocking the wood into the shliachid, that's not rishus, right? So chayra, there's no element of rishus with this. So chayra, I really don't understand. If you're the Ramban, what's the hava mina? Why the wood you have mina? If we just say v'akeh b'shliachid, v'hiz b'shirabim, b'shin l'shlichir rabim, b'shliachid, but the opposite can b'shirabim l'shliachid, l'shlichir rabim heim aloi. Fita is, I can understand the Havamina. But Fita Ramban, I don't really understand the Havamina. What's that? Because Loi Shchichi Rabim, why is that a reason to pat you, Fita Ramban, that Aynis Gomor is also a potter?
Why?
Why am I Mazik? Why? It's not Mazik Bashos.
I don't want to high chapter Bashos Yavin.
Yeah, don't worry about that case. Right. Why was there a Havamina?
Because that.
First, you don't have a right, actually. You don't have a right. Don't let me have a right. So I mostly don't have a right. Right? If I care, we didn't understand Chayis B'Shos 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 B'Shos. So what's the tzad? Sayim B'Tzad, the Rishos. And even if you did, he did have Rishos. But I'm not so sure that would help the Lagabe what happens in Rishos Yom. Right. If he believes he did have Rishos, but it's just Rabbi, not Rishos.
That would be Chas Aimis Sefer.
What?
That would be Chas Aimis Sefer.
Where?
If I did have Rishos.
No, it's not called Aimis, it's not called Aimis. In the Baal, it's not had to have Aimis. But, so, again, I kind of before that, was, even as far as the Baal of Rishos, you're right, in this case we didn't need it. In this case we didn't need it, it's not going to have Rishos. But, but the Rishus can only help you if you're being misasik in the Dabra Nizik. I don't know, think that if I give misasik one thing, something else happens. I don't know if the Rabban would even say that over there. Right. We told him, Shra Mash Siyachid, Mishun Mekar Shloi Bishus Ovid. That's why you're chayim. Avo Mishus Siyachid Shirabim, the Bishus Ovid. So here the Gemara is saying a svara of Bishus. He's saying a svara of Bishus. What's a svara of Bishus? What's a svara of Bishus? I mean, on the Femches, when we talk about Bishus, right? Shnei Bishus, so. Husku zeh b'zeh. It says it's a svar to pat you by huzak, right? By zikru zeh zeh, even b'shus, still yichayim. The svar of b'shus, shnei b'shus, on the memches is a svar to pat you by huzak, by zikru, you know shnei b'shus. It's not a svar to pat you, right? Rishus is not as far as the path of a hizik, according to most Rishonim. Besides the Rambam, right? So what's the admin over here? That since it was Rishus, since at least the what you're doing was with chopping the wood in the Shiyachid is Rishus, there was a habamina, even though the damage was done. And Rishus Rabbim, he might be Padgus Bereshus. So here, what's the Svar of Rishus? So the Bishul looked at the Rambam. And the Rambam tells us there's no din of Adam Ulaylam Bereshus. So then, if there's a Havamina, since the Maisa is being done Bereshus, So even though the hezin has been done in the oifin shleibishus, you might have said that the hezin is repater. Kamash will know, but the ma'aseh is going, you know, just for to have the what should we call it, you know, go into the street. But the Rambam can hear havamina that there's no other mulaylam over here because you, the chopping wood is being done in the shesiyachid v'rishus. According to everyone else that disagrees with the Rambam, and Meshus Heziku, there's no heter.
And it's like
18. By Ezekiel.
Like,
what's the half meter that there should be a patur over here? Yes, though.
Maybe like his arrow?
What?
Is it able to be
Ishan.
Like
Chetzil? What do you mean?
Why is it?
It's Kaichai. The guys told us the whole din over here is Kaichai. Correct. No. It's Kaichai, so.
Ishan
Chetzil, Shemaina? There's no machlaikas by the Chetzil, but Shem Chetzil, Chetzil, Shemaina. Machlaikas by the Eish. Chitzov is Chitzov.
So maybe it's
Eish. What?
Is
it be Eish? Again, it's
Chitzov.
It's Kaichai. The Shiloh, whether Eish is considered a Mainai or it's considered Kaichai. Kaichai is for sure considered Kaichai. Okay, I've cared that the Mishnah, the Mugyeza told us, I think, that the Chiddush, the whole Mishnah, is Guva telling me that din of Adam Ulaylam is not only by Guva, it's even by Kaichai. But that's a Chiddush in all Mishnah. So, that would help the Gabi Rishus anyway.
So,
Tzarkin. Tzarkin, yes.
Hmm.
Amashus Yachid, Tzarkin. Amashus Yachid, which is Rabin, Amashus Avreim Eloi, Vita and Hanach Taifi, Hamishun Eshchichi Rabin. Maybe the reason why Chai is because there's an element of Pshia. V'ha mishum l'shloi b'shos. Ha'al mishyaf ha'shyachid, achi l'shchich radman, mekara b'shos, ema loy, tzrichi. Look around, shchich radman, ha'al yuni. Shchich radman, makam nezik. What?
What the hell may it be since I'm doing it in a b'shos ha'yachid? I'm b'shos to be the notionary before. I don't, when I'm chopping a tree, and then a chip was fine, which is radman, I have Roshos to be. That would be the reason to say Kufa. The only time that I say Shema Duvla is when we're both in the same Roshos over there, that it comes out to Chavor, of course, Bichayev. But when both there, that's when Shema Duvla. That's when I would have the Shema Duvla. But the fact that I'm in Roshos Yachid makes it that there's no Shema Kufa. Why not? Because there's not a lot of people there, I have Roshos.
Even that Roshos, so I would think when it goes out to Roshos Rabin,
yeah, but
since
I'm over here in this
Roshos Yachar,
I'm Roshos to be there, I
wouldn't
be
chayav
when it goes over to Roshos
Rabin. No. But even if it's like Shechichi, it's saying that Kamash Mal it is, even if it's like Shechichi, but still, it doesn't make an Ayin's Gomer L'chayav. That's what I'm saying before. If you go with Ayin's Gomer, yeah? Right? That's, what was the Kamash before? Shram Mizik B'Shishar. I would think that you part it because it's like Shechichi. And what? You're an Ayin's. Kamash Malan. Mashmalan, they are not names. Samela, Al-Mulaylam. Why is it Al-Mulaylam? It's not considered names. It's not considered names, God. So you don't have to talk. Okay. Look more about it. Tanabam. Anichnas, Lachanusai, Shalnaga. Shloi Bishos. Vinotza, Bekas. Betavcha alponav, you have the gerusa of a mace. Maybe Rashi has that gerusa. Tais doesn't like that gerusa. Potter. Okay, so you walked into the carpenter shop, and boom, you hit in the head with a piece of wood. What? Tavcha alponav, it hit him in the head. Potter. Nichas b'shos. Chai. Zog Rashi. Potter Megalos. Potter Megalos. Michal Bishus Chayiv. Says Rav Yosi Bar Chanina. What does it mean Chayiv? Chayiv Bedal Dvarim. Who Potter Megalos. Tais didn't want to be Gairis. Who makes, because we're talking about right away, We're saying nichtz b'shus yichayev. We're saying the taitch of the brayser, Rabbi Yosi, is saying that chayev means dal devarim. He's dal devarim. Obviously, alive. He's paying nezek dal devarim. He's alive.
Also says patim igolos.
What?
Also says patim igolos.
No. That Rabbi Yosi b'chlin is adding.
Oh.
He's not taiching the brayser like that.
Oh.
Okay. In the case of the brayser is he didn't die. He's saying, what would be, if he did die, he would be put in goals. The price is chayev. Chayev means the al-dvarim is the guy's alive. What would be if you actually killed him? Then we're saying you put, that's how Tyson understands. So he's not touching the price. The price is talking about the guy's alive. Because in Firash, you have to say that the rage is talking about the guy died. And Sefer, the Rishon's chayev, talking about when the guy did die, it's a little bit awkward, but that's what I was going to have to learn. Akapanim, what's basically going to say? Yichayev in dal dvarim, says Rashi. Chayev in dal dvarim. Imloy meis. Elohuzak. See, Rashi added in for us. In other words, Rashi understood that he's got a bridge the gap over there. Because the Rashi was talking about he died. So Rashi says, Seifa, Chayev davom. If he didn't die, Elohuzak, Noisloy, Nezek, Tzar, Ripo, Sheves, Tavloy, Pesheyev, Avol, Boishis. Like we had at the end of the second parak. So Rashi, so this is the din of what the Braisa tells me. What happens if it was Bershus? According to Rashi, it didn't tell me what the din is. Lagabe in the ratio. What do you have to pay in the ratio? So Rashi, because we talk about. Potter from Golan. So what do you pay the Reisha? The Grashi. Reisha, the Shloi B'shus, Potter Medal Devarim. What would be if you didn't die in the Reisha? Says Rashi, you Potter Medal Devarim. The Lek of Pshia. Avo, Anezek, Chayiv. The Chayiv alone, Pets Tachas Potsa. The Chayiv alone is Kerotzen. So even though you're not Pashaya, therefore, you're not chayiv dal dvarim. But Nezek says Rashi, you're chayiv. Why? Because it's adam mul aylam. It's adam mul aylam, even an aynis. Even an aynis. Now, but if you're not pesheya, so then, if you hold that Aynes Gomor is Potter. So why over here are you Chayiv? You have to say that over here you're not considering Aynes Gomor. Like Raji says, you're not a Pesheya. You're not a Pesheya. So that's what you put in Dal Dvarim. On the other hand, you're not an L'chayir means you're not an Aynes Gomor. Why aren't you an Aynes Gomor? Why aren't you knowing his gomer? Says the Rosh. What?
People do come into the store.
So well, the Rosh says even more. Alachi pirish the chayiv ben ezek mishin the karele besamuch l'das chaver nichnas. What Taisus already discusses, the Rosh speaks it out straight on Rashi. Taisus also compares Rashi, chemish b'kundris, that. The case is that you saw the guy. Because Rava laid, that's Tais Pus from Rava. Rava says, when Rava takes Rabbi Yezi to task, Le'inyin Chiyav Golos, Le'inyin that Rabbi Yezi says he parted from Golos, Rava says, Ma yar Ladaita Zel Daita Nichnas, Zel Daita Nichnas, Nas Mishal Das Chaveirai. So Pasha Pshat says Taisus and the Rosh, and that's how Rosh explains Rashi, is that we know the guy came in, even though Shloi Bershus, but you saw the guy come in. If you saw the guy come in, you can't say that you're an Aynes Gomer. You know the guy's in your shop. So you can say, "What do you mean? I'm an Aynes Gomer." If you didn't see the guy Bachal, so then you're an Aynes Gomer. You talk a potter for Hezek, But if you didn't see the guy, you didn't see. But if you did see the guy, you know he's there. So Mel, you know he's gone.
So if you know he's there, why is that not?
Okay, Mashmash. You didn't see him right now. You didn't see him. You know that he's around somewhere. You didn't see him. So it's not a pshia.
Why do you have to be?
It's not a pshia.
Since I know he's there,
why do you have to be careful?
But it's not pshia.
Why not? Pshia's,
what?
Well, if you see him right there,
you don't see him right there. No, you didn't. No, see, you're twisting my words. Okay. I said, but you don't see him right there.
But you know he's in the store.
So you don't see him right there. So you don't see him. So you're doing your thing. You don't see him. You look. You didn't see him. Right. So then you did whatever you did with your wood, and then all of a sudden he popped up. So that's not upon stop shit. You can't. Okay, it's not a shit.
What more precautions are you?
And that's. Has to do with the Gemara Memchesem and Aleph, right? Like Tosfos brings down. Now, this is the story of the Gemara the Testament Memchesem and Aleph. What does the Gemara say? When Rava says Nichmas Chazbal Ba'ish Leibeshos, Hizik Bal Ba'is, Hizik Bal Ba'is, your potter. Comes along her papa and says, Leimar no le'av yadebe. Halo yadebe, hizika balabayis, yechayin. Now, so that's the side of this Rashi, where the Rosh learns. When Rashi says, Rashi differentiates between Dal Dvar and the Rashi says, you're not a Peshay Yipater. And Nezik the Yechayiv, and Nezik the Yechayiv, why? Kduz yada, says the Rosh. That's Maduik and Rava, that he didn't know that he was there. Nichnas l'das chaver, the Gemara says. So that's the Gemara Memches that says, Rav Papa says, Bayada, and the Hizika Balabayis, Yerchayiv.
What?
Memches is the one in the bottom, last 3 lines. Last 4 lines. Rav and Rav Papa. Rav said that Nichnas shloi b'shus, Hizika Balabayis, Yerchayiv. Papa says it was Yada. Then you chayiv. Now,
why you chayiv? It's not pshim.
One sec. What?
If it's not pshim. Why you chayiv?
I told you. Look at the Mugyasev.
I did look at me.
Good. So the Mugyasev says. So why by yada? What's he sorry by yada? Says Mugyasev. I'm a mches. I'm an aleph. That depends. Again, he said we have to look at everything through the eyes of Taisus, through the eyes of the Ramban. Okay, Taisus holds Adam, Mu'ud, La'ilam, except by Aynis Gomer. So that's why. If the guy walks into Chatz Chaver Shloi Bershus, the din of Rava and the Memchesem and Aleph, the Baal Bayis hurts him, even though it's B'Yadayim, he's Potter. Why? He's an Aynis Gomer. Mugaisim says. The Ramban will tell you why you potter.
Did himself.
She is an Izik. Okay? So that's the first case. We went out before the Yada. The guy walks into your property. You don't know that he's there. You don't know that he walked in. According to his why you potter?
Ainizgomer.
According to Ramban, why you potter?
She
is an Izik. Why do you walk in my backyard and not tell me anything? I don't know that he's there. He brought it upon himself. Now, let's go on to Rav Papa, Rabbi Isai. What's the din by Yada? You know that he's there. So why are you chayav if you're a Papa? So if he ties this, it's, I would say very simple, but it's more simple. That's like, right, if he ties this, if it's Yada, you know that he's there, so you can't say you're not in his gomer. That's not in his gomer. Everyone's screaming before why it should be b'shea. But at least everyone will agree that the fact that you know that he's there, you can't consider yourself in his gomer. Yeah?
Oh, you
guys can. Yeah, it's not going to be Kanga neighbor. You can't say it's in his Kanga neighbor if you know that he's there. That much I'll agree, that if you know that he's there, you know, you can't consider yourself an Inus. Ein is gone. So that's why, Lufitaisis, you understand why, Benichnas Shloi Bershus, your potter, even though your mazik can be dying. Yenichnas Bershus, He knows about it. We know about it. You're chayiv. It's not iron. It's gone. Fitaisu is. It's relatively simple to explain. Rav is din, and Rav Pap is the follow up. Question is, Rabbi Isai, what's going to be Levi the Ramban? According to the Ramban, that Adam Mu'ad La'ilam is eaten by Ayin is Gamor. So just the cause, and the reason why by Nichna Shalei B'Shutz, the reason why the reason why Nichna Shalei B'Shutz Yipater, because Pshiyah is a Nizik. So Fregich, who cares if he know about it or not? So if is Pshiyah is a Nizik. As far as the Nizik is concerned, he was Pshiyah whether I knew about it or not.
Well, he knew about
and don't tell me that if he knows, first he knows that you know about it. Therefore, he's less Pashaya. Because first of all, it doesn't say, when Rav Papa says that if it was Yoda, that you're Chayiv, it doesn't say that the guy that walked in knows that you know.
I am here.
It doesn't say that, right. It doesn't say that. It says that you know. It says in this case you know. It doesn't say that he knows that you know. First of all. Second of all, even if he does know that you know, he's still a Pashaya. He's still a Pashaya. He had no right being in my backyard. He's still a Pashaya. Even though he knows that I saw him, he's still a Pashaya. He's a Pashaya. No, he's not.
So the question is why you're
again.
Why is he not?
Adam, what?
He's not allowed. He's not allowed. He has to be shamer.
Hello?
You don't get damaged.
It doesn't make, he didn't do it on purpose.
Shkei, he has to be shamer.
No, he doesn't.
Why not?
That was mazik him.
That's a fee, whatever. He has to be shamer to make sure you don't stuff.
You know what? You know, if a fee and ban, even if you're an einis, you're chayis. What are you telling me he's a pesheya? And even if he's an einis, he's chayis.
Mazik.
I don't care if the mazik is a pesheya. If the mazik is an einis, he's chayis. Fee and ban. Who cares if he's a pesheya?
What's the question, man?
The reason why he's even by Ayn is gone. Yes, are you familiar with the Shita?
Yes, I am.
If not, you can go
home.
And the reason why by Nichol Shalei B'Shus your potter is because the Nizik brought upon himself by coming into my field without Rishus.
Right.
So my question is, even if the Mazik knows that he's there, but Saif Kasaif, the Nizik is Pesheya. Now, is everyone saying, oh, the Mazik is Pesheya? The Mazik is Chayin if he's not Pesheya. But yet, there's a Ptorius, there's a reason, the pattern, because the Nizik is Pesheya. So what are you telling me the Mazik is also Pesheya? I don't need the Mazik to be Pesheya in order to be Chayin the Mazik. Even Chayin is Gomu Fidurban is Chayin. So I don't have any problem with Chayin the Mazik. Elamai is a Ptor, it's a Piter over here. There's something to potter him. What? Then he the Nizik is Peshay. And so the Nizik is still Peshay. Just because they know about it. Kushi Atsuma. How's it bang along the bar? The whole place is handling this concept that by Yoda, yeah, by Yoda Yichayev, well, how's it bang along? So Chayyur Rabbi Yisai, the only thing that I can think of is that in this Nakuda, the Ramban is more like the Rambam. The Hainu, in Taich of the word, not in the Mahalach of the Rambam, but in the Taich of the Gemara. Because we have the Rambam, Paragalf Lach Nazayin, we've had before, Hamazgas Chaveir B'Kavana, B'Chomoka, Imchayiv, Rafil Nichnas, L'Rishus Chaveir, Ishloi B'Rishus, B'Zikai, Balbayis Chayiv. That's Bekavana. Bekavana, Rambam says. Shafi Jesh Lushus, Loitziyoi, Ein Loi Rishus La Zikoi. That's the Mordech of Memches. And that's why, and as Rabbi Abraham pointed out, something very, very nice. That when the Gemara, it's very Medug in the Gemara, that the Gemara says, the Papa says, there was Yoda Bey. He's Chayiv. It means he did it Bekavana. That's what Papa means. How do we know that? Because what does her Papa say? What is this Papa's svara? Memches Menalev. Loi Mornel Loi Havi Yada Bei. Mishum de Amar le Nehi de Islach Rishusa La Fuki. You have Rishus to kick me out. La Zuki Les Lach Rishusa. So this the Chayr is Mashmais in the Gemara that it's Bekavana. He's saying you're allowed to throw me out, right? But you can't damage me.
Might it be Bekavana or not?
Wait, he says you're allowed to. The only thing you're allowed to do, right, is throw me out, but not damage me. It sounds like the throwing out, meaning the throwing out and the damage is both in the same mind. You can't throw me out, but you can't damage me. That sounds like it's kavana.
Okay,
he's saying, one second. So it means when Rav Papa says that yada yechayim is going to kavana. That's what Rambam learns. So the Ramban could also learn the Gemara, the Kavana. Can you forget about the steps if you don't like it? One second. So Yada, the reason why by Yada, Chayil the Ramban is talking about Kavana.
And if it wasn't Yada, if it wasn't Kavana, it's the Kavana. It's questions to learn.
What? No.
When would you be put to point to Ramban?
If it wasn't the Kavana.
Why?
Even though it was Yada, you're Potter.
Why?
I'm asking you why.
I don't know why.
You should know why.
But Rabbi Yisrael doesn't. He just Bashar regardless.
That's why he's Potter.
That Kavana's enough to get rid of the
Chisnazik.
He's
asleep.
What? He's asleep.
Wait.
Didn't have Kavana to.
If either a man, just because he's Moshe, yeah, right. Doesn't mean you're allowed to hit him. That's what Gemara says.
You like Jonas?
If a guy was Jewish, you're allowed to beat the heck out of the guy. I understand.
No, I thought we said my slave is still in the
house. You can pick him up gently and throw him out. You can't shoot him in the head because he's trespassing.
He's trespassing. It doesn't mean I'm having the kavana for a worship to go and smack him in the head.
Again, we're saying Yod. We're saying that what Yechayim. The Rambam said yet. The Rambam said the Yechayim Yad Kavana. Amaz was very big Kavana. In this Nakuda, the Rambam. The reason why.
In
Taichu's Gemara, that the case is Bekavana, that Yada means Kavana. That's all I'm saying. That's all in common denominator between the Rambam and the Ramban. I'll explain what I mean. And in both of them, we're saying that if Ushlai Bekavana, even though it's Yada, but Ushlai Bekavana Yipater, and here they break off. The Rambam tells you that why you Yipater, Ushlai Bekavana, because Adam Mu'ud La'ilam does not apply when it's Bereshus, as it says in Perek Vav. That's why you Yipater. Because there's no cloud, there's no din about mulay and birshos. It's not a mazik, whatever, however you want to touch it around, right? The Ramban will tell you, okay, I agree to the Rambam, that the only time Yechayiv is Bekavana, and Shalei Bekavana Yipater, but not because it's birshos, and there's no din about mulaylam, mitzad the mazik is ad mulaylam. Why Yipater? Because Pshiyas and Nizik. Since it's a shloim b'kavana, she's a nizik and pater. But I can't damage the guy b'dayim just because he's b'sheya.
If you remember, it's still yada shloim b'kavana. I'm not having any kavana for my worship to go. It's yada, but it's still shloim b'kavana.
No, the Gemara says chayiv shloim b'kavana. I'm saying with the Rambam, Ramban. When the Gemara says, Rav Papa says yada yichayiv means b'kavana. The Rambam says means kavana.
But the Rambam still has a case of yada shloim b'kavana.
And the Rambam says you pater, and the Ramban says you pater. Both of them say you put that for different reasons.
How over here, it's still Shalom B'Kavana. Even though it's Yada, it's still Shalom
B'Kavana. What's over here? What's here?
By the case of my woodchip going and hanging the guy in that.
Even if it's Yada, it's Shalom B'Kavana.
Wow.
Even if it's Yada.
Do my Argamar now?
Yeah.
So what do you want?
Rabban and Argamar.
How is he going to read Argamar?
How's he going to read our Gemara with Yada and saying that Yada is Kavana over here?
Wait.
How is he giving Kavana
first? One second. One thing at a time. The Gemara of Ches is clear to the Rabban?
Yes.
Wonderful. Say it. We'll get to the Gemara. I'm running away, but fine.
Question.
Sure, please.
I think I've heard it right, but I want to make sure.
Good.
The same is the base to these guys that a slave who's no longer a slave wants to stay a slave, you're allowed to hit him if he doesn't leave a house.
There's more about that. But,
so you are allowed to hit him. If someone doesn't have a shush to be in the house, doesn't want to leave, you can't hit him. I'm a bit confused,
but you said that. That's prevented from a nisur.
A frushi me
isura.
It's
not for nisur.
What?
He's living with the
shaykh. That was supposed to be done by Chazara.
Whoa.
I was sick. I didn't die. It's not my fault.
Now. Okay, so now the other one wants to know. So how's Ramban going to learn our Gemara? So let's read Taisus now. Okay? Taisus says, Taisus Medayg, you know, the Dir Maschel of Taisus is the Gemara later, but since it's discussing the Gemara that we're talking about right now, we could allow ourselves to go ahead. But the Taisus Medayg, like we said, from Rabba, it says, Zel Das Chaveiroi Nichnas. Time flies, we're having fun. Zeldas Chaveri Nichnas. So Taisus, it's mashma. That what? The Eirik Shere'eyu Nichnas. That's Ldas Chaveri Nichnas. He knows Shloi Bishos, but he knows that you're there. Yom Taima Shloi Bishos, am I Potter? Then, if the Bryce is talking about Shloi Bishos, the Reish says, Nichnas Chaveri Shloi Bishos. So you're Potter. Why are you potter? Even Shreyeh, Shnichnas, Amin, Pergapara, Nichnas, Barbai, Shlaim, Shos, I feel about Bai, says, Ikai Chayiv, Yahavi Yadde Bay, or Papa's Din, Rafu Shlaim Kavano. Oh, see, Tais is red eyes. It's even Shlaim Kavano.
Tais is what?
Speaks out. Dumya, do you have a Yadda, the potter Hassa? Look, Tais is the Mekayak in the Gemara that. Lo Yada is Shleib Kavana, obviously. So Yada is also become a Shleib Kavana. So that we said, we see the Rambam Pesha is not like that, and the Ram, we think, says not like that as well. Hakapanin, Teres is a Kasha, and Teres is worldly as a Kasha. Now why is the Bar Yisrael say, you're Potter, he knows about it, if he knows about him, Shleib Kavana, you're Chayiv. And again, in the world of Teres, the Svar for that is, because in the can't say he's annoying his gomor. He's not annoying his gomor. If you know about it, you're not annoying his gomor. Even can't get Eva. Yeshloim is a taisvis. Hadik Tani, Reisha Potter, and Aldvarim. And Nezek, Chaybish, Rukundris. That's what the Rashi we start off with. The Rashi is Machal between Aldvarim and Nezek and Chanami. The Bryce doesn't say Potter and Nezek. He's not the Chayyib and Nezek. Why? Because of Mul Aylam. Why? Because Nana is Gomer. Why? Because it's Yada. Very simple. Hinami. Taisus is not a Teretz. Taisus had the Rechmanis on the Ramban. He gave him a Teretz, another Teretz, that we could have a Teretz for the Ramban as well. Hinami. Kula Braisa B'Shaloi Re'ayu. Chamakoyim. Oh, actually, it might not work. Let's see. So, Wait, stop. So, says Kaitz, my whole anacha, that when Rabbi says, Zet l'day de nichnas. Zeshel das chaver nichnas means that the guy knows that I'm there. Says Taisus, no, that's not what it means. You don't know that he's there. you don't know that he's there. Therefore, you're potter even on Hezek. Why? Because that's the din of Rava. Nichnas lechotz chaver shleim idaitoi vezikoi baal bayis. You're potter. In the world of Taisul, the Zayin is Gomer. It's what he's saying with Das, Das Chavere. That just means, again, we're going to Sefer, right? Nichlis Bershus. So that Rabbi says, that's called Das. Why is it called Das? Because you should think, the guy's asking permission to come in, and Mustam is going to come in. Otherwise, why is he asking to come in? Therefore, as far as you're concerned, you should have Mechayshish that he was actually going to be there. So Mela, that's why in the Seifa, which is Bershus, there we say, that you know that he was there. Not that you know that he is there because you saw him, because then the ratio will be the same thing. Because nothing to do with whether it's Bershus or not. Meaning you know that it's there, meaning that you can assume, or you have to be chayshishak upon him, that he's there, and therefore you would, therefore it's considered that you know that he's there. But any chlam the ratio, you taka don't know that he's there. You put even on Hezek. Why you put there on Hezek? Because it's like Rava on Daf Memches. Nilchas Havesh Lo Bershos. Hezek about Bayis. He's put there. Because Zion is gone.
One second.
Now we learn Taisus. Now, what's the question of Fidr and Ban?
That.
At this point,
at this point, I'm very confused.
The question on him was that.
I got him lost in the running. Confusing me enough, he's not going to remember what his question was. It's old Rebbe trick. Yeah, anyway.
In Rabbi school.
Anyway, what's the question about?
That how would. If he's saying like the Rambam, that Yatza means Bikavana.
Yod means kavanah. What's the problem?
How in this case is it bikavanah?
No, this case
no.
Is
no. Adarav.
What?
What happened over here? You walk into the guy's carpentry lab, right. And the guy, and boom, you get hit in the head. So, what does it say? Yipater. And what's Palm?
Palm is Tessa's first answer. Said that you knew about him, or you saw him, whatever.
Huh?
You saw him, so you know
so
about
what?
Him. So what's according fair? To Rambam's crowd, if you know about him, then you took a big kavanah.
No.
Why not?
Rambam doesn't mean kavanah, if I carried. Rambam's pshad, Rambam's pshad, that yoda doesn't mean yoda. Yoda means kavanah.
Right. So if you saw
him. No, not. They're not saying that every time you know your guy's this, but kavanah. When Rapapa says yoda, he means you did it, but kavanah. That's what he means. It doesn't mean to say that just because you know someone's. It's not saying he bites kavanah. There was kavanah.
What's the pshad's what? Here?
What?
So again, according to Rambam, we're saying according to Rambam. If I care, according to Rambam, we're saying that this according to Rambam, this pshias and nizik, even if you know that he's there, right? Unless you're doing a kavana. So, Mel, you walk into the carpentry shop, you get hit in the head. What's the din? Lefi the Rambam. Even if the guy knows that you're there,
Potter missed it himself.
You're Potter. As long as the guy didn't do it on purpose, he didn't do it on purpose. He knows that you're there. You're
so
Potter.
When Rav Papa says so, yada means Bikavana, that's where Chai.
Yes, that's how
it's right. And not every time you see him, it's.
Oh, that's it. Very good. Very good.
Okay. So, what do we have to come out to Taisus for?
We don't. That was fair. I thought there was a question. I miscalculated. But we have to come to Taisus. We have to come to Taisus anyway. But as far as the ban is concerned, according to ban, Fakarat, Taisus Kash doesn't start. Fakarat. Right? According to ban, Taisus Kash doesn't start. Why? Because what's Taisus Kash? Let's speak out again, everybody say. Taisus proves in the Gemara that it's talking about Yada. Right? Rabbi says, Beferish. L'das chaver nichnas. That means he knows that you're there. The case of the Bais is, you walk into the shop, he knows you're there. Now, the Bais says, you're potter. Right? So if you care, Tais the Kasha means you're potter from everything. Right? Because Tais learned that the guy didn't die. Right? That place is Tasai. Right? The guy didn't die. So potter. Potter means from everything, even from Nezek. So there's a problem. Why? Choyish Bechayev Nezek? Because it's Yoda. He says, Echonami. When it says potter, means everything except Nezek, like Rashi. And that includes like Rashi. If you ask them about this question, they'll laugh at you. Right? The answer about is going to laugh at you. The question doesn't start. Adrabah, it's a simple terrorist type kasha. If, just because you know that he's in the area, as long as it wasn't Bikavana, that you hit him, you know that he's there, going to Mani Potter, why? She is an Izzik. So, because the Ramban can learn, the Brayas of Pshutai. Potter means Potter Lagamri. And he can learn Fakarat. And he can even learn like Taisa's, the Pasha Pshat. He doesn't have to Padre Rabba and say, Rabba means that you know, it's Ladas, Chaver, and Nichnas, and you should have known that he's going to come in. No, he can learn like Taisa's Kipshutai, that Kadas means that we know that he's there. And still, the Reisha says he's Potter, and Potter means Potter. Oh, Chamisha Dvarim, not just Dal Dvarim, and it's very Pashit. Since Ushlai Bekavana, even though you know that he's there, you're part of the Kuzab Shia Sanizik.
Shia, Rabbi!